Hello, this 5 minutes the prophet says, Psalm 91, episode 195. 195. 195. So we're still personalizing Psalm 91, verse 10. And what is Psalm 91, verse 10 saying? You personalize it. So we say, there shall no evil befall me. There shall no evil befall me. Is it evil? It will not befall you. Is it evil? Minus you. Is it evil? It's not coming near you. So King Hezekiah had a day of trouble, a day of rebuke, as he said in 2 Kings 19, verse 3. He said, a day of rebuke, a day when the kids, children have gone to the birth and there is no strength to bear birth and all that. Okay? And I've explained to you that you, as a born-again believer, should not be saying such things. He had it that way. That was what he had. That is what he could produce, because that's what was in his covenant. He could not go beyond that. But you have a better covenant. And he said to Isaiah that Isaiah should pray. Perhaps his God will hear. He was not certain about that. But we can be certain about what our God says about our prayer. Because it says in John 14, 13 and 14, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. What else do you want God to say? How can I then pray the prayer of Hezekiah that said, I don't know whether God will answer me or not? Oh, I cannot do that. And I will not do that. Why wouldn't I do that? Because the word himself, when he was manifest, said to me, he showed me the way. He showed me, but he is the way. He showed me the way to go about it. My prayer. He said, ask the Father in my name and I will do it. Ask in my name and it will be granted to you. So why should I not be confident? I should be confident not in myself, in just in my life. No, not in his word. Confidence in his word, because he said it. Why are you doing that? Because the Bible says so. Listen, it's a way of life. It is a way of life. When you come to that point when you can say, I am doing this because the Bible says so. I believe this because the Bible says so. Also, what? How do you know that you are healed? Because the Bible says so. Or you don't you need any other evidence? No. The word of God is my evidence, because the Bible says so. Oh, you can be walking then as you are going, you're picking one file or moving something to the other room. You ask yourself, you call your name, say, well, how do you know you are healed? Then you tell yourself, because the Bible says so. What does the Bible say? 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes I was healed. Is that, yes, that is all. You don't want an angel to come and the angel will be reading something to you, or the angel will be writing, or the angel. No, I don't need that. Why? Because the Bible says so, and it is enough. And that is why Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. We understand. So your world. Frame your world with the word of God. Hezekiah could have nothing. All he had was this, that the prophet will pray and perhaps God will hear. But the word, when it was manifest, showed you, said, son, ask in my name, and that will I do for you, that the Father will be glorified. Oh, hallelujah. I believe it. I believe it. I will not doubt these words. They are the words of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. These are the words that are falling from his lips. And I believe his word. And I will live by his word. And I will go by his word. Oh, hallelujah. So here was the King Hezekiah pleading with Isaiah. Isaiah, pray for us. Isaiah, pray for us. Perhaps your God will hear us. And your God will turn things around. Because this man, Sennacherib, has come to not only reproach us, but also to reproach the living God. And it's not right. it's not right that he will reproach the living God. So lift up thy prayer for the remnants that are left. So the servants came, and Isaiah, the sixth, said unto them, thus shall ye say to your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, fear not. We have 365 of them in the Bible, and it is said that each word of fear not is for you daily. It's a daily dose. So fear not. Whatever situation you are in, I speak over you. Fear not. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.